Welcome to Real Estate Coaching Radio, America's number one trusted resource for realtors who demand authentic, real-time coaching. Starring award-winning real estate coaches Tim and Julie Harris. Get ready for unfiltered, full-strength honesty about what is truly working to get you into action and make you money in this new real estate boom. Now to our hosts, Tim and Julie Harris.
Welcome back to Real Estate Coaching Radio. We are your hosts, Tim and Julie Harris, broadcasting live from lovely Austin, Texas, in almost the heart of the heat of the summer. Hopefully, you guys are all having a fantastic spring and summer selling season. So we are going to be focusing this week on one of the perennial topics in real estate. It is lead generation, and I think almost more importantly, lead qualification. Now we're going to kind of bounce around between talking about buyer and seller lead generation and buyer and seller pre-qualification. But what we're going to do along the way is we're going to give you guys scripts, specific action items. So today's show, probably tomorrow's show, maybe even Wednesday's show, we're really going to be focusing in on the specific skill set. It is absolutely critical that you pay really close attention, especially to the scripts portion, when we're talking about the buyer and seller pre-qualification. That is where most agents, frankly, drop the ball. The creation of buyer leads nowadays has become somewhat ubiquitous. You guys can buy buyer leads. So what we're going to do is we're going to show you one of the, I was about to say closely guarded secrets, but the truth is it's not really closely guarded anymore. We're going to show you one of the best ways to create buyer leads for virtually no dollars, okay? So, you know, those of you who are stuck on the hamster wheel of having to buy buyer leads, we're going to show you how to break free of that. And we're also going to show you how that and prove to you the fact that a majority of the buyers you're talking to, well, depending on your price range, of course, also are going to have properties to sell. So we're going to show you how to quickly and really effortlessly find out if the buyer that's calling is actually also a seller in disguise. And all of this is going to be really focused in on not just the lead generation, but also the pre-qualification. So this is one of our favorite topics because it's one of those things that, assuming you're ready for the message, assuming you're ready to learn, assuming you're ready to maybe just upgrade your skill set or maybe learn the right way to do it the first time, this information is the difference between doing a handful of deals and doing dozens and dozens of deals every year. It really does take the stress away and makes you much more confident that you can work with any type of lead and that you can quickly decide with just a series of questions, again, that we're going to give you our scripts, whether or not the lead is a seller or a buyer. Maybe they're both. You're going to determine if they're pre-qualified. You're going to determine their motivation. So this is great stuff. Julie?
Yes, and Tim, I was just on a coaching call with one of our great clients in Washington State who was relating this idea back to a previous radio show from last week, and he said, you know, he considers himself to be a pretty good lead follower-upper and a pretty good appointment setter, and I would agree with him. However, we have a goal of him taking a listing a day, great goal, you know, and he's doing about every other day, and he said, you know, he never took it as seriously as when he heard our radio show about being great at that. Not just dabbling in certain things, but actually being the best at converting leads to appointments. And he said, you know, there's a difference between dabbling and actually being great at something. And so we talked about that. What's the difference? And part of the things that he identified was actually going on more appointments, getting the experience so you know what to work on versus guessing at what you're doing and starting over all the time. So I thought that that kind of ties right into what we're doing today, that radio show previously, talking about not just screwing around with something when you're not busy, but actually being the best at it. So that's what this is
about.
So, Julie,
it's fun. So let's jump in and let's talk specifically about probably what has to be the nation's most powerful, dollar productive, you know, effective, easily implemented buyer lead generators ever. So let's talk about that first. And then let's talk about the pre-qualification stuff. So let's get through these points about the system that we're going to describe to them, and then you and I can roll into talking about the pre-qualification. So everyone take notes, okay? So everyone take notes today because we're going to be giving you lots of information. So go ahead, Jules.
All right, perfect. So lots of research has proven that significantly more people will actually call an 800 number versus speaking with an agent directly on, say, your cell phone or calling into your office. Some studies have shown that nearly 100% increase in lead calls as a result of agents using an 800 number. So we're going to give you the scripts and the skills to actually convert your leads into appointments. This is the same stuff that top producers have been using for years. Now, Tim, some of these guys will say, well, I had an 800 number and it didn't work. Well, I would contend that you didn't know how to work it, and that's why we're getting in front of this, and we're talking to you about how to actually implement. Okay, so top 10 golden rules.
Well, first of all, Julie,
do you want to start with those, or do you want to just jump into the script? Go ahead.
No, let's go ahead and give them the golden rules. But first of all, guys, write down this website. It's 1-800-HOME-HOTLINE.com. 1-800-HOME-HOTLINE.com. You're going to want to research that as soon as we get off today's show. So 1-800-HOME-HOTLINE.com. So Julie, go ahead and get to the first point.
Yes. Okay. So take these rules seriously because it absolutely makes you money. Point number one, return all 1-800-HOME-HOTLINE lead callbacks within 60 seconds or less. Yes, super fast. And I would say that about all leads, but especially 1-800-HOME-HOTLINE leads. People will actually tell you how impressed they are that you called them right back so quickly. If the caller is a potential seller, your fast response in telling them that it is basically showing them that you are proactive, you're aggressive, exactly the kind of agent that sellers are looking for. So right now, Tim, just a quick mindset shift. This is not just for buyer leads. This is also people, you know, sellers that are maybe looking to buy. It looked like a buyer lead, but this is for listing leads too, and you're sending the message that you're on top of it. So point number two is to always give callers the option of pressing zero to transfer to an agent. This is called the hot lead. Hot leads are usually the most motivated, best quality leads. Again, the hot lead leads are always the best. When somebody's taking the time to actually, quote, press zero to speak to a live agent, they're always very serious and motivated. And point number three is 1-800-HOME-HOTLINE exclusive instant home brochure. Always give the callers the option of having the home brochure of the house texted to them, including the photos. So we're being very proactive about this, Tim. Point number four in our golden rules.
Well, so we better describe to these guys. So a lot of you know what 1-800-HOME-HOTLINE is. You've seen top producers in your marketplace doing it or using it. And frankly, it's been one of the technologies that Julie and I used when we sold real estate, and that was, you know, forever ago at this point. And if you were to ask me what would be the one thing, you know, like, so we're starting in real estate again, you know, what would be the tools that we would implement personally? I would definitely use mojosells.com. I would definitely consider using zbuyers.com. I definitely use 800homehotline.com. So those are the three things that I would definitely implement right away. So the 800-HOME-HOTLINE, guys, what it is, essentially, is a sign writer that goes on your sign, or you can integrate it into your ads, or you can, you know, whatever. You can put it everywhere. That's really the bottom line. And the script that should be accompanying any place that you have a property description is simple. For free 24-hour record info on this house, call, you know, 1-800, and then you have your own unique 800 number, 1-800-555-1212, and then press extension, whatever. And when you do that, what you're actually going to do is you're going to have that buyer, what they're going to call, they're going to listen to a brief recording on the house that you'll also be leaving, you know, you'll be calling in the recording on the house. But when they call an 800 number, whenever you call a toll-free number, it doesn't matter, you know, whether it's 877-1900. I mean, there's a zillion different 800 number prefixes nowadays. But what happens is that you can't block your number. So in other words, because you're calling a toll-free number, the seller, or in this case, the owner of the number, they're the ones that end up having to pay for the phone call. So that phone log of all the people that called the toll-free number is unblockable for the most part. When someone calls your 1-800-HOME-HOTLINE.com number and they listen to the description on the property, then you get sent a text, and you'll literally get sent it within, like, you know, 2 seconds, 3 seconds of when they actually put in the extension. So someone's parked in front of your house right now, and they're interested in, and you guys know that the buyers that are driving around the neighborhoods are usually the buyers that are the closest to actually making a decision what agent they're going to work with and what home they're going to look for. They've actually gotten to the point where they're choosing communities, they're choosing neighborhoods, and they're really focusing in. Those are the best buyers to go for. Those are the buyers that you want to capture, not these buyers that are like looky-loos that are way early in the process that so many of you are spending money to generate from, like, Zillow and all these other types of sites. You want the real locked down, ready to go, motivated buyers. Someone's parked in front of one of your signs. By the way, if you don't have enough listings, you can always ask the agent who has properties listed that you want to attract buyers to. You can actually have your own 800 home hotline writer on their sign, or put an extra sign in the yard, whatever your local zoning will allow. So don't shut this idea off just because you maybe don't have a lot of listings or any listings at all. It still will work for you. You just have to be more creative. So when you have this 800homehotline.com sign writer, the buyer will call off the sign. They'll listen to a brief description on the property. Literally, by the time they're done listening to the recording, if they don't press zero, because that's an option to zero transfer to you, the hot lead feature, what will then happen is you will then get a text, and then you call them back. You know, remember our lead follow-up rule. It's furiously fast lead follow-up. You call back within 60 seconds or less. And we're going to give you the script probably later today or tomorrow on what you say. But the bottom line is that person is still sitting in front of the house. They're still motivated, geeked up about the property. They're still curious about it. And you're calling them back immediately, answering any questions, setting an appointment, pre-qualifying them. Guys, that makes the biggest difference that there possibly is. You're leaving an impression upon that buyer, and maybe even that buyer who has a house to sell, that you are, you know, urgent. You are an absolute ambassador of the concept of furiously fast lead follow-up. Nothing is going to get by you. That makes the greatest impression that you could possibly have. The first impression they have of you is somebody who's 100% on the ball, focused on getting their listing sold. The relationship from there forward, in terms of working with them as buyers and working with them as potential sellers, is relatively easy because you've already set the bar so high for yourself that your competitors really, they don't even look the same, because in most cases, someone calls off a sign, they never get a call back, whereas you're calling back immediately, urgent, you know, furiously fast lead follow-up. You guys get the concept? So when someone calls the 800 number, they can't block the number. You get texted with their phone number and telling you what extension they just dialed. You call them back, you know, urgently, and use their pre-qualification script to pre-qualify them. All these pieces together mean that you will be, yes, talking to a lot more people, and yes, you'll probably have to work a little bit harder now and then because the calls will come in, especially on Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, but you will, without a doubt, be doing more transactions because you'll be talking to more people. And we're, you know, you can go to 800homehotline.com and look at the website. It's only $37 a month. So, Julie, what's point number four?
Point number four is to actually be available for lead calls daily between 8 a.m. and 9 p.m. Most of the best leads, as Tim just said, do come in after 5 p.m. It's because people are at work during the day. You want them to be at work because you want them to qualify to buy with you, okay? So be realistic. Lots of calls come in after 5, so don't be weird and say, well, I don't feel like calling anybody back between 5 and 7. Guess what? That's where a lot of the income happens in real estate. So as people are coming home from work, they're going to see new listings. They'll call for a price. When you get a neighbor calling for a price, assume it's because they're going to be listing their own home soon. So don't have a lot of elaborate work rules about this. Your number one job in real estate is to convert leads into actual appointments, so they will then convert into commission checks for you and your family. So point number five, expect an increase in calls from Thursday through Sunday. That's when most people are in house selling or buying mode. So make sure that you are on the stick during those times especially. Now, point number six, promote your 1-800-HOME hotline number everywhere. A lot of people, Tim, just think it's not going to work unless I have a ton of listings. You're supposed to use this everywhere on all of your normal marketing and advertising, your signs, brochures, business cards, any ads that you do, your own website, et cetera, anything you normally do. Maybe you're a big door knocker and you use door hangers. Use it on that. Maybe you don't have any listings, but you're trying to generate leads for yourself and you have a little quarter page ad in your home section of your newspaper. Use it there. You don't have to use this just on listings, but of course on real estate signs it does work pretty killer. So point number seven, always remember that 30% or more of the buyer calls you get into your 800 home hotline system also have homes to sell. So critical in this actually working for you, and I'm especially talking to people who have tried this out but never actually figured out how to generate with us, you've got to use scripts. And we provide you the scripts to convert those incoming leads into both buyers and sellers. So there actually is an art to this, and once you get the hang of it, it works so well, I don't know why you would spend money on anything else, honestly. So point number eight, Tim, be prepared to call. Be prepared when calling people back or when receiving your zero transfer hot lead calls. those leads want to know that they're dealing with a professional. So know the market, be prepared. Know what's for sale, what's selling, and the average days on the market, especially when we're talking about listings they're calling on. If you know they're calling on your Elm Street listing, which is extension 500, that's how you would know that. You also should know what's competing, what else is available in that neighborhood, what's happening around what you're advertising, so that it's not just about getting the call, but them using you because you're the one who knows the most about that neighborhood. So being prepared plays right into this. Next is number 9, integrate your USPs, your unique selling propositions that we teach you in coaching here, into your recordings. That's your guaranteed sale, your easy exit, the things that we help you figure out in your pre-listing package. That will sometimes come out on these calls, what makes you different. So be prepared with those scripts as well. And some of these guys, Tim, I'm sure are freaking out, oh my God, scripts, I got to learn a script to make this work. None of the scripts are difficult, but they are extremely effective. So the last point, and then we'll get on to how to actually implement, point number 10 of our golden rules, repeat and affirm everything that they say. It might feel a little strange at first, but you'll realize that people appreciate the fact that you're actually listening. If they say, you know, I've been looking in the, you know, XYZ neighborhood for a year and I just haven't found anything, it's okay to say, sounds like you've been frustrated looking in the XYZ neighborhood for about a year. Gosh, you know, how have you been seeing homes? Repeat and affirm back. They don't care about you until you show them that you care about them. So use the potential client's name when speaking with them. Hearing someone else saying your name is like magic to their ears. Combining great questions, great listening, and using their names will always get you great results. So again, the more you do this, the easier it gets. So Tim, how should they handle, let's say that they just went to 1-800-HOME hotline and they got their 800 number and now they're ready to set it up. So what should their greeting be? That's the first thing they've got to set up so that people hear something when they actually call.
Well, thanks for asking. So congratulations, you're calling, you know, our real estate group was called the Harris Family Team. Congratulations, you're calling the Harris Family Team's 24-hour record home hotline. Press the extension number now for the home you're calling about or to hear more about it. After listening to the message, you'll be able to press 0 to connect directly to a live real estate agent. Very simple. So the key to making this work, guys, is keeping the script super short and to the point. Those of you who go into a lot of extra Mickey Mouse talking about yourselves or whatever in the greetings will lose callers. Nobody is going to listen to it. So the recording has got to be no more than 3 sentences. It's got to be super short, to the point. And then the most important thing is you have to give them a call to action. And the call to action is telling them to press the extension of the home that they're calling about. I'm going to take 2 steps back and Julie can get to the next section of the script. Mm-hmm. I know some of you, again, it's really important that we drive down on this point, do not have much listing inventory or don't have any listing inventory at all, and you're thinking, how do I apply this to my own business? It's very simple. Many, many ways. Let me just give you a random idea. You could create a flyer or a postcard of all the properties that are for sale in a particular community that you know would be a great neighborhood to attract more business from, and you could maybe do a list of all the recently sold properties. And you could, you know, have, say, 10 recently sold properties in a particular neighborhood on a flyer. And then you can have the flyer distributed, or you can mail a direct postcard with all, you know, and every, it shows a picture of the property, it shows the address, it shows, say, for example, the text portion is, great house in Oakhurst subdivision, sold, you know, June 15th, call 1-800-555-1212 extension 1111 to hear about the selling price and terms of the sale or whatever, right? And then what that's going to do is that's actually going to generate seller leads for you, because people that are interested in the recent solds are obviously thinking about selling. The go to old school free report and free book stuff also works. So you could put together some sort of direct solicitation, and you could then, say for example, take that and drop that off at doors or drop that off at coffee shops. One of the things that we had a lot of success, and a lot of our coaching students have a lot of success with, is creating a flyer and then inserting it into whatever the local newspaper is. Whatever that paper is that reports the high school football scores, pretty much everybody reads it. So if you take a flyer with a lot of direct response, because that's what we're talking about, type information in it, you will get more leads than you can possibly imagine. And remember, these leads are free. Because really, if you figure in the cost of the 800 home hotline, you figure in the cost of the flyer, and even your time putting a creative piece like this together, it is nothing compared to what you guys are spending buying buyer leads. And the key to pivoting and making all this work, and we're going to get to this in a second, is making sure that you're somewhat bold in figuring out whether these are sellers that are just, you know, maybe just testing the waters to see if what a certain property is for sale for. You always, and again, we're going to get to the scripts, but it's critical that you guys not forget to ask if they have a house to sell. And you got to do that right at the top of the script, or you literally will never have an opportunity to talk to that seller. Because once the mistake that most agents make, and I don't want to jump ahead, is giving all the information ahead of time, and there's no reason for that seller or that buyer to stay on the phone with you. So there's a pattern in which you have to ask questions in order to get the response that you're after. Julie?
Exactly. So when you are entering either your ad on a house or whatever you have decided you're going to be making a recording for, secret. Your objective is not to give them too much information about the home. Don't give them the whole farm here. All they really want to know is how many bedrooms, baths, the price, which we'll talk about in a second, and why they should care about this home over all the others that are for sale. You've got to get them interested in the home by showing the features and the benefits. Offer one or two of those, but not everything. So here's an example. Large private backyard that'll be perfect for big parties or a neighborhood football game. So paint them a picture, right? Offer a few features and benefits to garner more interest in the home. I always tell coaching clients, make me be dying to see it, right? Give me something that doesn't just sound standard realtor, like open an airy floor plan. Well, what does that even mean? Does it mean it's missing a roof? What is that? Give me something making me want to see it. Recently remodeled kitchen with high-end professional quality appliance, ideal for the gourmet chef. Use words and terms that are on target with the price range of the home. So first-time buyers are interested in safety and security. They're going to be motivated by things like alarm systems, home warranties, low taxes, close to schools and parks. Higher-end home buyers are interested in prestige. They're motivated by the Wolf kitchen appliances and exclusive golf course community language. Use words like you very often in these descriptions. People love to hear that word when they're listening to a message. Show emotion and excitement about the home on the recording. So again, don't sound boring, standard issue, I'm dying to hang up versus dying to press zero to talk to you and get a showing, okay? So we'll do a suggested recording message, Tim, and then I think we'll continue this on tomorrow or the next day's show, depending on the interview series. So suggested recorded message, to hear the current price on this home or to be transferred to a live agent, press zero after the message. Remember, when you buy a home listed by Bill Smith Realty, Bill will guarantee the sale of your home in 90 days or he'll buy it. Now that's a suggested recorded message. Many of you guys are doing the guaranteed sale. You don't have to do it that way. Another suggestion, some of you guys are in hot markets, to be the first one to see this property, press zero now. Because you guys are having to compete with that type of situation. Now, they don't have to actually be the first one, but entice them to call by saying, be the first one to show it, press zero now, okay? So then we'll do a sample description. And again, Tim, this is where some of these guys go wrong, is how they're setting it up. It's not that what they've been trying doesn't work, it's how they're going about it. So here's a sample recorded message. You're calling about 123 Elm Street in the highly desirable Oak Tree neighborhood of Charleville. This home features four large bedrooms and 3.5 baths. The home is in move-in condition, ready for your inspection. Featuring a large backyard, this home will be perfect for summer neighborhood barbecues. You'll be amazed by the professionally designed gourmet chef's kitchen featuring high-end professional-grade Wolf appliances. The custom stacked stone entry will delight you and your guests as you marvel at the attention to detail. This home is priced in the mid-600s. Remember, when you buy a home listed by Bill Smith Realty, Bill will guarantee the sale of your home in 90 days or he'll buy it. Now, let's backtrack just a second, Tim. Why not say 650? Why
right, exactly. So there's a practical reason and then there's a marketing reason. You never want to give them the price. You want to give a price range. So I'll give you guys the price ranges. You can make up your own, to be honest with you. Let's say the house is priced between 600 and 630. Let's call that the low 600s. 630 to 670. Let's call that the mid 600s, and 670 to 700. Let's call that the upper 600s. Now, the practical reason is that you want to give a price range is that if you do a price adjustment on the property, you don't want to have to do the recording again, right?
Mm-hmm,
so if you say
exactly.
price in the mid 600s, you know, and you lower the price by 10 grand, well, you don't have to do the recording again. Conceptually, that'll work. Now, eventually, if you have to lower it more than once, you might be facing having to do the recording again anyway, but there you go. Do give them a price range. Don't not leave a price. Actually, studies have been shown, studies have proven, really, that if you don't give a price, it actually deters buyers from wanting to call in the first place. They actually get mad. So don't not include a price. And the other reason is obviously we make it so that it's kind of a take on the good old-fashioned value range marketing thing with the recording, that you're getting the benefits of sort of like, say, somebody that's only wanting to spend up to $630, but the fact is that it might be attracting a different pedigree of buyers because the way you did the price ranges. So just be sensible about it and also be practical about it, making sure you don't have to double up work. So don't give them the price. Give them a price range. Sample, say, 200 to 230 would be low 200s. 230 to 260 would be the mid 200s. 260 to 300 would be upper 200s. Doing it that way will give you guys those two distinct advantages. So you know what, Julie? We have a lot of other great points. We're going to get more to the scripts. I guess we're getting to the scripts tomorrow based on time.
Mm-hmm.
The concept here is that all of you should be learning how to generate leads on your own without having to buy a lead. Buying a lead, spending money to buy a lead in the sense that it, you know, you're essentially buying impressions from some website is not going to work long term because what's happening are the leads are becoming more expensive, aren't they? What's happening is the leads are becoming more expensive and they're also becoming, the quality of them is starting to decline. Why? Because there's a lot of different websites that are selling leads now. So those buyers are starting to go to multiple websites, fill out forms, get their little bit of information, then those leads or impressions are being sold back to you guys. So oftentimes that same buyer lead or in some cases seller lead is being solicited by not one but dozens of different agents. So if you are stuck in the paradigm of having to buy leads, I promise you it's just going to get worse for you. It's going to get harder. There's going to be more agents trying to buy the leads. So the quality of the lead will decline and the cost of the lead will increase. You lose in that situation. So you have to take responsibility for being your own hunter. You can't be waiting around for anyone else to give you a fish any longer. 800homehotline.com is one of the easiest ways to do it. So guys, listen, we're going to end the show today, but before I do, I want to remind all of you that every one of you are entitled to a free coaching call at freecoachingcallsforagents.com, freecoachingcallsforagents.com. And when you do, we give you a copy of our free book, The Real Estate Treasure Map, and our other book, Think and Grow Rich for Real Estate. So guys, you get those books for free. All you got to do is request a free coaching call at freecoachingcallsforagents.com. In the meantime, we also want to thank our two title sponsors, ZBuyers and Mojo Sells. Make sure you guys check those out. As I mentioned earlier, they're probably, you know, those two companies in particular are some of the only companies, to be honest with you, that I've consistently heard good things about. We get solicited on a regular basis for folks wanting to advertise on this radio show, and I would say so far we're saying no to probably 70% of them just because of the fact that A, I haven't heard of them in a lot of cases, B, our coaching clients who have heard of them don't have good thoughts about them or have had bad experiences with them, and one of those two reasons, they don't become sponsors, you know. If you guys, a lot of you, close to 100,000 of you are listening to us on a regular basis, you know that we're always going to give you the best information in the most practical, easy to understand format so you guys can get out there and make money, you can get out there and help folks. So when we mention a sponsor, when we suggest a website, when we suggest a company that you partner with, I promise you they've fully been vetted and you'll have a great experience with them. If you need us for anything, remember, always request a free coaching call at Free Coaching Calls for Agents. In the meantime, have a fantastic day, and we're going to pick up tomorrow where we left off today, so make sure you tune in and listen. Thanks, have a fantastic day.
This program has been a presentation by Tim and Julie Harris, Real Estate Coaching. For more information on our real estate coaching and training programs, visit our website at timandjulieharris.com. Remember to tune in weekdays at noon for upcoming shows. And until next time, thank you for listening to Real Estate Coaching Radio with Tim and Julie Harris.